This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Humla's district headquarters Simcoat gets connected to the National Road Network 26 after beginning of construction. Prime Minister KP Sharma only commits to upgrading the Karnali corridor to a double lane soon. Parliamentary committee directs government to reach an agreement on the school education bill within 5 days. Land ownership certificates distributed to 451 households living in unmanaged settlements in Rupandehi's Kanchan rural municipality. And at least 78 people died and dozens missing in Texas flood. Now the news in detail. The Himalayan district of the Humla has officially been connected to the national road network from yesterday. Humla, which was the only remaining Himalayan district in Nepal not linked to the national road network, is now connected following 40 days of construction work carried out by the Nepali army, which began on Chaitra 10. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli inaugurated the connection yesterday. At the inauguration ceremony, Prime Minister Oli stated that although a Bailey Bridge was constructed to connect Humla to the national network and to facilitate trilateral connectivity, work on the permanent bridge will continue. The Prime Minister committed to upgrading the Karnali corridor to a double-lane road and improving difficult sections with RCC reinforced cement concrete construction to ensure road quality and accessibility. This marks the official connection of Humla's district headquarters, Simcoat, to the National Road Network 26 after the initiation of the Karnali Corridor project. As part of the project, the Nepali Army built the Bailey Bridge at Chuakhola in Kharpur within 40 days at a cost of 40 million rupees. The Public Account Committee of the House of Representatives has said that a growing size of arrears is not only about the absence of proper utilization of the state fund but also serves as a way of decreasing civic trust towards public entities. During a national workshop on arrears organized by the committee here yesterday, it has been concluded that controlling expenditures that are carried out in violation of the law is one of the significant aspects of national economy. During the event, committee president Rishikesh Pokhrel said the existing size of arrears, which is around 12% in ratio of the gross domestic product, is concerning. Addressing this event, Speaker Devraj Khemere stressed the need of a systematic way of expenditures with a systematic and transparent record-keeping system. Taking reference of the 62nd annual report of the OAG, the Speaker said a rise in arrears figure is concerning in view of economic good governance. The Parliamentary Committee has directed the government to reach an agreement on the school education bill within 5 days. According to Committee Chairperson Amar Bahadur Thapa in yesterday's meeting of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee under the House of Representatives, the committee instructed the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology to reach an agreement on the bill within 5 days. Chairperson Thapa said that the directive was issued because the government has shown a tendency to ignore the views of the parliamentary committee and lawmakers. Earlier in the meeting, Minister for Education, Science and Technology Raghuji Pant had requested additional time to reach an agreement on the school education bill. Citing ongoing talks with the Teachers' Federation, Minister Pant has been requesting more time since SR 16 corresponding to late June. Residents of Kanchan Rural Municipality, Ward No. 5 in Rupandehi District, have received land ownership certificates after 4 decades. These certificates were distributed to 451 households living in unmanaged settlements by Nepal's Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel, Central Chairperson of the Land Problem Resolution Commission Hari Prasad Rizal, District Chairperson Kumar Thapa, and a member of the Lumbini Provincial Assembly. The first land ownership certificate was handed over to 97-year-old senior citizen Bhanu Bhakta Upadhyaya. Locals who had been cultivating and residing on the land for over 40 years expressed happiness upon receiving legal ownership. The meeting of the House of Representatives is scheduled to take place at 1 p.m. today. As per the agenda, in today's meeting, Secretary of the House of Representatives Harkarajah Rai is scheduled to present the message received from the National Assembly regarding the bill to amend some Nepal Act 2080 and Customs Duty Bill 2080. Similarly, the Appropriation Bill 2082, Economic Bill 2082 and Bill to Raise National Debt 2082 with messages from the National Assembly will also be tabled. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari will present the Industrial Property Bill 2082. According to the information shared by the Federal Parliament Secretariat, Minister for Youth and Sports Tejulal Chowdhury is also expected to present the National Sports Development First Amendment Bill 2082. Also, the 62nd Annual Report of the Office of Auditor General and the Annual Report of the Agricultural Cooperative and Natural Resources Committee will be tabled in the House meeting today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Podel inspected the under-construction building of the Lumbini Provincial Hospital at Butwal yesterday. During the visit, Finance Minister Podel also took stock of the progress achieved so far in the construction. CEO at the Infrastructure Development Authority Lumbini Province Chabi Raz Pokhrel apprised the visiting finance minister and said the construction of hospital had achieved 26% physical progress so far. Officials have stated that land management for the development of infrastructure to run electric vehicles for Saja Yatayat was a key challenge in the Kathmandu Valley. At a meeting with the representatives of different agencies and Saja Yatayat held yesterday at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, they stated that land management was a major challenge for Saja Yatayat for the sustainable management and use of electric vehicles. During the meeting, parking and holding center, charging station, repair center and availability of spare parts were discussed. Given the massive pressure on public transportation, the government is planning to run more than 100 EVs in the Kathmandu Valley within a few months. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. At least 78 people have been confirmed dead in central Texas and another 41 are missing following flash floods on Friday. According to the BBC, 68 of the fatalities, including 28 children, occurred in Kerr County, where a Riverside Christian girls' camp was deluged. 10 girls and a counselor from Camp Mystic are still missing. Officials have confirmed the death toll is certain to rise as more storms are expected in the next 24 to 48 hours in the region, which could hamper the rescue teams who are already facing venomous snakes as they shift through mud and debris. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has assured that the authorities would stop at nothing to ensure every missing person is found. The catastrophe unfolded before daybreak on Friday as the river rose 26 feet in the span of just 45 minutes while most campers were asleep. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to mostly cloudy across the country today. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning in a few places in the hilly region of the country and in one or two places in the rest of the parts of the country. There is also a possibility of heavy rain in one or two places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Sudarpashchim province. Light to moderate rain and snowfall is likely to occur at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Humla's district headquarters SIMCOT gets connected to the National Road Network 26 years after beginning of construction. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli commits to upgrading the Karnali corridor to a double lane soon. Parliamentary committee directs government to reach an agreement on the school education bill within 5 days. Land ownership certificates distributed to 451 households living in unmanaged settlements in Rupandehi's Kanchan rural municipality. And at least 78 people died and dozens missing in Texas flood. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.